If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody locked in all over North America. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker if you got one. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to our producer doing an amazing job, Chris Hess, holding it down on the boards in New York City. It's been a busy day in sports, but what else is new? Conference champions, college basketball. Russell Wilson introduced as the new starting quarterback for the Steelers. We'll talk about that in a second. Aaron Donald decides to hang him up. It has been a busy day in the world of sports, and we got you covered here. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. This is halftime of the show. You can consider this to be the third quarter. If you've missed a minute or a second, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We've talked about Aaron Donald and his retirement. We got into Mike Vrabel. He has a new job up in Cleveland. He's not the head coach. He is now a consultant for Kevin Stefanski. We talked about Juwan Howard being fired up in Michigan as the head coach of the basketball Wolverines. Deion Sanders has some thoughts and concerns about his son playing in the cold weather. He also thinks the Bears might be making a mistake by bringing in Caleb Williams. He thinks he's great, but he also believes he's coming from California. Is that the smartest thing to go ahead and do? Well, we'll go ahead and figure that out. And then we heard, well, at least got more confirmation that Bill Belichick is a world-class jerk and that a lot of the Patriots actually blame him for losing that Super Bowl against the Eagles because he refused to play Malcolm Butler. I mean, even Robert Kraft was a little too through with Bill Belichick, and now Bill Belichick, he has no job. His son said last week that dad is looking at television opportunities, and look, the way things are going for Bill Belichick right now, things can always change and change quickly and swiftly in the NFL. I just don't know if he's going to get another job with some of these stories that come out. And I think another year away might make him come off as even more of a grump. And so we'll see what happens with Bill Belichick. Someone who's never a grump. Somehow, some way, he's always happy. He's always thrilled. He's always smiling. He's always saying the right things. He's never having a bad day. It's always a sunshine and lollipops and roses. It's Russell Wilson. Today he was introduced as the new quarterback for the Steelers. And why did he decide to choose the Steelers? What is he looking forward to? Listen to what Russell Wilson had to say.
Well, super grateful to be here. To be a Pittsburgh Steeler, it's a great tradition to be able to compete and to be able to go to work with these guys every single day is the gift of this game, enjoying the process of it all. And you know, the reason why I wanted to come here because I wanted to be able to win championships with Coach Tomlin and these guys in the locker room. And we got some amazing players, you know, guys like, you know, Cam Hayward, a guy who's been man of the year, a guy who's impacted so many people. I got to talk to him for a little while, during this process. And then obviously, Mr. T.J. Watt himself, you know, a guy who really should be defensive player. I don't know how many times. I don't know, maybe it's his third, fourth time could have won it. But just a tremendous athlete, tremendous player, a tremendous competitor. Guys like Minka, George Pickens, and just so many other great players along the way. Got to see some guys like Freiermuth and Samalu in there. And just it's a great place to be. Grateful for the opportunity to be able to get after it and do what we came here to do, and that's to win football games.
Hey, Chris, this question is for you. What is the worst thing that you've ever heard Russell Wilson say? What's the worst thing you ever heard this dude say?
I don't think I've ever heard him say a bad thing. Maybe a lot of corny things, but nothing ever bad.
He's never said a bad thing. He's reading out the quarterback PR handbook every single time he speaks. And so now we have to see what he actually does when he steps onto the field for the Steelers. And right after he had his press conference, we learned that Kenny Pickett is going to be moving on from the team. Kenny Pickett is now a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. It's been reported that Kenny Pickett wanted no part of Russell Wilson and the Steelers, and that he wanted a fresh start. Didn't want to compete with Russell Wilson. I guess he just wanted to be a backup somewhere, like for Jalen Hurts, where we know for sure he ain't going to play. There's not going to be no Kenny Pickett playing for the Philadelphia Eagles unless there's a catastrophe with Jalen Hurts. Kenny Pickett and a 2024 fourth-round pick go to the Eagles in exchange for a third-round pick this year and 2 7th-round picks in 2025. And so Kenny Pickett, after two seasons where he passed for 13 touchdowns and 13 interceptions, he now gets to hold the clipboard for Jalen Hurts. Congratulations. Also, Russell Wilson wasn't the only Pittsburgh Steeler that was introduced to the squad today, introduced to the public. How about Patrick Queen? This man came out of LSU, ended up in Baltimore, was playing linebacker right there with Roquan Smith, and now he's with the enemy. Patrick Queen was asked about, you know, swapping sides from Baltimore towards the Steelers, and one of the first questions he was asked, it was like, hey, Patrick, why the hell are you here? And he looked over at Mike Tomlin and said, he's the reason that I'm here. Take a listen to his response.
Why here? That man standing right there. I think just the organization itself, known for winning, known for great defense, and it got a bunch of stars over here. So I just wanted to come be a part of that, come be that extra piece to trying to win again.
Be different or strange for you competing exactly. In the same division?
It's going to be weird, but I mean, you know, I want to be that villain. I want to be that guy. So I'm looking to do some stuff to them.
Nothing wrong with being the bad guy. Nothing wrong with switching sides. Nothing wrong with following the money. I mean, let's be real. Roquan Smith got moved and traded over, got himself a contract, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough going to pay both Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen top-of-the-line money And so now he'll go out there and ply his trade with all of the wonderful defensive names that Russell Wilson threw out there. T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and Minkah Fitzpatrick and on and on and on. The Steelers should be good this year, but I'll tell you this, it will be a complete joke. It will have me in stitches if they go backwards. I will be in stitches if Russell Wilson plays for the Steelers and helps hand Mike Tomlin the first losing season of his career. Am I betting on it? No, I'm not. But I'd crack up laughing if that were the case. Mike Tomlin also had some nice posts on social media with his new players. Just real excited for them. Looks like a proud dad next to Russell Wilson and Patrick Queen as everybody gets ready. And it really illustrates to you how important a head coach is to a squad. Like, I feel like every year where the Steelers go on a two-game losing streak, the fans in Pittsburgh want to give Mike Tomlin the boot. They want to get him the hell up on out of there. And I don't really think they understand just continuity. Continuity and the fact that, hey, a big part of being a coach is having players who want to play for you. You heard it from Patrick Queen, and we hear it over and over again. And, I mean, Mike Tomlin, with the NFL Players Association's their ratings and their rankings and their report cards, is anybody shocked that Mike Tomlin is looked upon as one of the best coaches in the league? It's like everybody gets it except for some of the Steelers fan base who want to fire the guy every season and don't look at the most important thing, which happens to be the quarterback, something that they haven't had since they looked at Ben Roethlisberger and said, hey, Ben, it's time for you to go out there and hang them up. And so you want to talk about the importance of coaching? Try to think back to your days when you were in high school, when you were a kid. There was that coach who was a complete pain in the ass, rode you too hard, didn't listen, didn't seem to care about you. You think it's any different because these guys make money? They make money and they got options. Hey, Chris, you shared with us earlier in the show that your dad coaches, that you've been able to coach. What has been your experience? I mean, you got to try to keep things light every now and then. You actually got to work with the players where they want to play for you.
Absolutely. And I'd like to think I'm a fun coach, but I'm also a hard coach. I know when you need to be serious, but I also know when to let the foot off the gas a little bit and have a little bit of fun. If it's cutthroat all the time, that makes it miserable. You got to find that perfect balance of being serious and having a good time.
Let me ask you this, too, and I don't think this changes really at any level of sports, but more so now. Just flat period, and this is not to start a controversy or, you know, get people riled up. I think there's much more sensitivity today than there was in past years and generations. A lot of it has to deal and do with social media. And particularly when you have athletes who are coming up, I don't care what level it is, people aren't used to criticism. People aren't used to being corrected. People don't want to hear what's wrong. They only want to hear what's right. They want to get patted on the back. And so, like, for instance, we talked about Bill Belichick. Can he come back and be a hard ass? I think we've reached a point where it's just like, oh, we're going to roll our eyes. Like, people want an explanation. They want to know the why. They don't want to be rolled to death. And so for youth coaches and the younger folks that you coach, would you say that, you know, more often than not, you got to handle them with kid gloves?
Unfortunately, yes. That these kids are being pampered and don't really like to be disciplined or told, you know, you need to improve this or you need to do this better. They only want to be told, oh, you're doing amazing all the time. And I'm not here to cause controversy. This is just based on what I've seen. And now that I'm older and not playing these sports anymore, I've seen the shift in how these kids are being coached. And it's just like, whoa, I've only stopped playing sports for the past 6-7 years, but it's different now. And it's a little bit scary.
Yeah. I mean, we see this at all levels of sports, especially in the pros. We see younger athletes who are pampered. They're patted on the back. They're told that you're going to be great. You're going to be good. And then we see them get to the highest level, and they can't take criticism, and they can't take scrutiny. And it's not easy taking it from the media or going online and taking it from social media. There used to be a hardening and a toughening along the way where, look, life is going to be tough. You ain't going to get everything that you want. And so you better learn to deal with disappointment and criticism, you know, on your way up. And professional athletes are handled with kid gloves. I mean, I can think specifically to basketball, where you have players who, by the time they're babies, and when I mean babies, middle school and going into high school, they have entire teams that are built around them. Well, it's AAU programs, and their fathers and their parents run the AAU program to try to get them spotlighted into the NBA, and then they get to the league, and then they hit a wall, and they don't know how to handle it. And sometimes, I think in modern coaching, and this is why we got a lot of the older coaches who are stepping aside, it's not just about the money. It's about connecting with the players. It's about being able to have a conversation with somebody when, man, you're 50 and 60 years older than them. That ain't the easiest thing in the world to do. And so kudos to Mike Tomlin. He deserves a lot of credit. You don't hear them Belichick stories about him. And to be honest, it's one of them reasons why I don't think Bill Belichick, hey, I wouldn't be shocked if he does not come back. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Russell Wilson, not the only quarterback making moves. I told you Kenny Pickett, as a result, is now going to be on the Eagles. Jimmy Garoppolo, recently cut by the Raiders. We know he's going to have to serve a suspension at the beginning of the season for failing a PED test. Jimmy Garoppolo has a new home as well. He's going to be a backup in Los Angeles for Matthew Stafford. Now, I know Matthew Stafford has dealt with his back issues from time to time, and Jimmy Garoppolo might get a spot start or two if Matthew Stafford gets knocked around. And, Jimmy Garoppolo, I guess he'll be able to play a couple of games if he ain't playing. And so we'll see Jimmy G out in L.A. It wouldn't shock me if he got a start here or there. Also, there's another quarterback in a new place. He was a Steeler, and now he's not a Steeler. He's a member of the Tennessee Titans. His name is Mason Rudolph. He's going to be backing up Will Levis, and dare I say, competing with Will Levis for the starting job. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Mason Rudolph get some action, because we don't know in full, like, what Will Levis is going to be. The Tennessee Titans are pretty much a new team. Everything is new. You think about the offense. Derrick Henry is gone. Now running the football for the Ravens. He'll be doing that later on this year. Tony Pollard comes in. They just signed Calvin Ridley. This is going to be, it's going to be a new squad. And so we have some recognizable faces and some new places when it comes to the quarterbacks. Jimmy Garoppolo to L.A., with the Rams. You have Mason Rudolph going to the Tennessee Titans. We know that Russell Wilson had his introductory press conference today with the Steelers. And Kenny Pickett couldn't take it. Kenny Pickett couldn't hack it. Kenny Pickett said, I want a fresh start. Send me to back up Jalen Hurts. Wild stuff. And oh yeah, by the way, this has not a damn thing to do with quarterbacks. But the Dallas Cowboys have let go of Leighton Vander Esch, who to me is just always, always, always hurt, and then Michael Gallup, who never seemingly recovered from his leg injuries. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about another face who's going to be playing in a new place. Didn't Deion Sanders say it's bad to go from California to Chicago? Is that just for the quarterbacks or the wide receivers? Because Keenan Allen, he's a Chicago Bear. We'll talk about it on the other side. Minnesota Vikings get their hands on a first rounder, another one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? take a nap, read a book, talk with a friend. When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Amongst all of the madness this week and NFL free agency and press conferences and what have you, I just told you about Mason Rudolph joining the Tennessee Titans. Jimmy Garoppolo is now going to back up Matthew Stafford in Los Angeles with the Rams. Last night, after I got off air, Keenan Allen of the Chargers, this man has been with the Chargers since 2013. Keenan Allen is now going to be playing wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. The Chargers are sending him, in his expiring contract, by the way, to the Bears in exchange for a fourth-round draft pick. And so the Bears have been very active in trying to get their quarterback, whoever the hell it might be, getting him some help. Keenan Allen is basically, well, not basically, he is the leader in yards and receptions for the Chargers organization, okay? We can go back to Air Coryell. This man is the leader. He's just every year, 100 receptions, 1,000 yards receiving, and now he's expected to do that for presumably Caleb Williams or whoever will be throwing him the ball. And the Chicago Bears have been very active. They've added DeAndre Swift at running back. At least Keenan Allen is also in the room now with DJ Moore. They've done some work here. I know Mooney is now here in Atlanta, so that wide receiver is gone. Darnell Mooney was recruited by Kirk Cousins to join the Falcons. And so it looks like Caleb Williams is going to have a couple of folks to throw the ball to when he presumably is selected number one overall. Now, Justin Fields, where the hell is he? Justin Fields, still pretty much a member now of the Bears. Justin Fields has not been moved. Justin Fields hasn't been traded. It doesn't appear that there is a robust trade market for Justin Fields. And I saw on social media after Kenny Pickett decided to, you know, up and leave Pittsburgh, there's a lot of conversations about Fields and going to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh should have him sit behind Russell Wilson. And is that ideal for anybody? Do you want to have to worry about that decision? Look, the Steelers are already in between a rock and a hard place. But to sit Justin Fields for another season, and And then what do you do? Decline his contract? This is it's a tough, sticky situation. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dan is here in Wisconsin. What's up, Dan?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. Well, I guess you answered my question. I was thinking, I thought it would be a good fit for Justin Fields in Pittsburgh behind Russell Wilson. I mean, I'm sure he'll get his chance to play. I think Tomlin's a good coach. I don't know what the Bears have in mind. I mean, there's nothing wrong sitting back behind a veteran like that. They got to have a backup. Well, who are you going to get?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. We've seen some of the other backups. So as of right now, today, this minute, this second, Russell Wilson is the only quarterback Pittsburgh Steelers. We've seen some of the other backups end up on squads. There's Jacoby Brissett, who's now in New England. Presumably, he'll be a backup. I told you about Jimmy Garoppolo going out to Los Angeles. I mean, I guess the most notable name, and I don't think he would go there because I think that would be a competition, it's like Ryan Tannehill.
I was thinking Tannehill myself.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Go ahead, please.
Well, the reason I was thinking that Justin Fields would be a good fit for him, unless the Bears, maybe the Bears don't know what they're going to do yet. Who knows? But, I mean, if you're going to take Caleb Williams, you're obviously going to have to give – you're going to get rid of Justin Fields. And I think the Steelers would be smart by going after him. I think he's a good young athlete. I think he would fit in there. I think Tomlin would be able to, you know, develop him. I mean, you got to have a backup. And there ain't many out there. It's a process of elimination.
Well, here's the thing as well. Let's keep in mind. It's March.
Yeah, you're right.
It's March. And so it doesn't need to be a hardcore urgency to bring in a backup. Not now, at least. They'll bring somebody in. They'll probably draft the quarterback. But the fact is, like we both said, the biggest name that remains as a free agent quarterback is Ryan Tannehill. And then we've seen some of the other notable backups get signed. Tyrod Taylor with the Jets, and just told you about Rudolph in Tennessee. But look, this is not to say that everybody is going to be with their teams come July. We'll see what happens.
There could also be, you know, his value go up partway to the season if someone gets hurt, you know.
Well, that's always the case.
I don't see the Bears hanging on to him.
I don't either. I think by the time we get to the draft, I expect. You
think you'll be trading stock in the draft then?
Well, I think Fields will be gone by then. I think so. I think they'll have no choice. We'll see, Dan. We got to find out. Appreciate you for calling. No problem. Look, the asking price for Justin Fields, it's like they missed that mark early on, and they probably asked for too much. But then when the dominoes started to fall, the pieces, where's Justin Fields going? Specifically as a starter, like that book looks like it's closed. Gardner Minshew is in Las Vegas. You think about the Commanders. The Commanders are looking at drafting a quarterback. You think about Kirk Cousins here in Atlanta. Sam Darnold up in Minnesota. Quarterbacks have moved around. It's been a very, very busy week. Justin Fields is screwed. He'd be lucky if he can be a backup somewhere and get to see some action. It just doesn't look likely. Hard knock life for him. At least the Bears, they got a future. They traded for Keenan Allen, got themselves a veteran wide receiver. And to be honest, I don't want to say this a little bit of a shocker because players will say anything. A couple of months ago, Keenan Allen was saying that he wanted to stick around and stay with the Chargers, that he didn't want to go anywhere. Well, they gave him an option and an opportunity to stay in Los Angeles, but he declined to restructure his contract. He did not want to take a pay cut, and so they sent him and all of his money to the Bears. A couple of months ago, Keenan Allen also said that, listen, if it came down to it, I wouldn't be opposed to retiring. Like, I'll walk away if that were to be the case. But it looks like this dude is going to be playing from Los Angeles, and now he's going to be in Chicago. And I know Deion Sanders said, oh, you got to keep that in mind for the young guys. I think Keenan Allen can catch a ball anywhere. I know last year he pretty much had a heel injury towards the end. Look, if he's healthy, that man is going to be out there catching passes. Is Fields, well, it won't be Fields, is Caleb Williams going to toss him the rock 100-plus times for 1,200 yards? I don't think so. But he's going to be a reliable pass catcher for whoever the quarterback is, and it looks like it'll be Caleb Williams. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Since we're talking about wide receivers, I'm going to tell you about the newest addition to the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to tell you about a move that the Minnesota Vikings have made that also involves the draft. We're going to talk about the college football playoff. We have some numbers associated with its expansion in a couple of seasons. More Aaron Donald talk. The Dodgers end up in North Korea. South Korea. North Korea would be a different experience. Wrong Korea. And we'll talk about it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. This is my show. My friends come on and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, basketball now, golf, and the metronome of your life, baseball. Whether it's opening day, the big tournament, or one of the majors, we have the best to preview it and break down just what happened. And let's not forget the important stuff, the amount of daylight where I live, the importance of speedies, and the rankings of beach-style pizza. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break and right before we shared with you the news flash, we talked about the Bears adding Keenan Allen. And so the Chicago Bears add another pass catcher to their wide receiver room. We know they have DJ Moore. They recently lost Darnell Mooney, who's now a member of the Falcons. They also brought in DeAndre Swift at the running back position. And so presumably Caleb Williams is going to have some weapons and people to throw to when he's selected out of USC. We just obviously have to wait and see how things kind of turn out. That's not the only move made in the NFC North, okay? The Bears decided to give up a fourth-round draft pick for Keenan Allen. The Minnesota Vikings were also active last night, this morning, as the Minnesota Vikings didn't trade a person, they didn't trade a player, but they decided to trade some picks with the Texans. The Minnesota Vikings have decided to move forward and add another first-round draft selection. The Minnesota Vikings already are going to be selecting at number 11 overall in this year's draft. They traded with the Texans to get the 23rd overall pick in the first round and a seventh rounder. Meanwhile, the Texans, they are out of the first round completely. They draft at number 42 overall. They get a sixth rounder, and then they get a second round draft pick next year in 2025. And so this year, the Minnesota Vikings, after this trade with the Texans, they have two first round picks. They pick at number 11 and they pick at number 23. And the Houston Texans, well, even though they don't have a first rounder this year, the Houston Texans, they have three second round picks. And so if they should choose They can keep all of them. They can move them around. We know. But this is more important, not from the Texans' perspective. God bless them for getting to the postseason, the first year with D'Amico Ryans, first-year head coach, C.J. Stroud, first-time quarterback, first-year quarterback. Minnesota, they going to be looking to package things up. Why in the hell else would you get your hands on another first-round pick? And by the way, it's not like, hey, they're so far apart. Let me say this again. Minnesota has the number 11 pick. That's the original one. They just acquired pick number 23. They're going to try to move up and get a QB. Come on. They added Sam Darnold, and if they have to add and start Sam Darnold, then so be it. It's not the result. It's not the outcome that anybody wants, especially if you're somebody named Justin Jefferson. I mean, Justin Jefferson will be on one side of the field and Sam Darnold will intend to throw him the ball and it'll end up with the opposition. That's just how Sam Darnold works. Nobody wants to see Sam Darnold playing quarterback. The Minnesota Vikings had no choice but to go ahead and add some insurance, someone who could be a starter, but then also someone who at this point of his career is used to being a backup. Kirk Cousins comes to Atlanta. Sam Darnold goes to Minneapolis, and the Minnesota Vikings have two first-rounders. Now, here's the other interesting element. Who the hell, below number 11 or above number 11, is going to want to trade? Who's going to say, we'll trade back so you can move up? You think about the quarterbacks. Caleb Williams is expected to be gone at number one. The Washington Commanders, they're going to want a quarterback. They're selecting at number two. Are you going to con the New England Patriots to move out of that spot? Because let's be real. Once you get past Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May, you know, there are people who look at Michael Penix Jr. as being a future guy. Who knows? He may be the most prepared quarterback, or he might be the most guy likely to be injured. We have no idea. And so it looks like the Minnesota Vikings are going to shoot their shot at moving up and trying to acquire this future quarterback because we all know, as I said, Sam Darnold, he ain't that guy. Chris, your thoughts? The Vikings with two picks is a little risky here, right? The top QBs might be gone already.
Yeah, the top QBs might be gone already, but I think they have something up their sleeve, like you mentioned. You got to think they're moving up. They're in desperate need of a quarterback, and they got to make a move for it, no?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to just roll with Sam Darnold? You know, there were so many conversations about, oh, Kirk Cousins left and Justin Jefferson, you know, they need to trade him. You can't slaughter. You can't slap the fan base in the face like that and just move on from one of the best players that you've had in the team's history. Yeah, I'll say history. And we know Minnesota has had some amazing, amazing wide receivers. We can go down the Randy Mosses and the Reeds and the Carters and Justin Jefferson by the time he's done, knowing the fact that he's likely, maybe, who knows, I think he'd play his whole career there if he does. He'd probably annihilate the record books for the Vikings. And we know that they throw the ball a whole hell of a lot more, even than when Randy Moss went out there and played. So Justin Jefferson has an opportunity to be an icon, and he's already one of the best players that the franchise has seen in its history. And to let him go somewhere else or trade him is terrible. So what you would need is somebody to get him the ball. Sam Darnold isn't it. I know Justin Jefferson a couple weeks ago went on his whole, oh, well, like, let's get Justin Fields in here. We need to think about life after Kirk. And Justin Fields is dynamic. He either said dynamic or dominant. I know Justin Fields is not dominant. But the Minnesota Vikings looking to do some damage here now that they've acquired the number 23 overall pick to go along with pick number 11. We'll see what happens with Minnesota. We might have to wait until draft day to figure it out. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels. I would think they're going to be gone with the top three picks. And I don't know. Maybe Minnesota really wants Michael Penix Jr. We'll find out. We'll see soon enough. Hey, listen, that's not the only thing that took place overnight as well. The team that won a Super Bowl, that is ran by the cheapskate owner, the one who Players Association said he doesn't want to fix up the facilities, Clark Hunt. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Kansas City Chiefs are also the team saying, hey, we might have to leave Kansas City if we don't get public funds to help build our stadium, even though we got billions of dollars. The Kansas City Chiefs added a new wide receiver for Patrick Mahomes to throw the ball to. His name is Marquise Hollywood Brown. Why is he named Hollywood? Well, Hollywood, Florida. There'd be no other reason for this man to be named Hollywood because he's anything but, because I feel like he never plays. I feel like he's always busted up. He's always hurt. He's always dealing with some type of ailment. I mean, even last season, Marquise Brown for the Arizona Cardinals had to deal with a foot injury, a heel injury. He only had 574 yards receiving to go along with four touchdowns in 14 games. His best season was in 2021, 1,000 yards receiving for the Baltimore Ravens. If he can do that, if he can just be healthy and catch the ball for Patrick Mahomes, that's going to be an improvement than what Kadarius Toney did last year, where Patrick Mahomes threw him the ball and Toney proceeded to drop it at every chance and opportunity. Marquez Valdes-Scantling looks like he has lost a step. We know that someone like Mecole Hardman, he is a free agent. He's also known to run his mouth right now. I mean, the New York Jets are saying that he quit on the team, and he's saying basically that he quit on the team, and he's shown that he can't shut up. Travis Kelce does what? Continues to get older. He showed a whole hell of a lot of life late in the season going into the playoffs. He looked like he found the fountain of youth. Maybe he was waiting to gear up. But Patrick Mahomes was just throwing to Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice as time went on and as things improved. And so they signed Marquise Brown on what amounts to about a $10 million deal. But if he's not healthy, damn it, unless they grab somebody in the draft, which I assume they will, we're going to be looking at the same song and dance. I mean, early in the season, Kadarius Toney just, it's like he had butter on his hands. It's like the Kansas City Chiefs were playing football and he was playing volleyball. He could not catch to save his life. And despite this, the Kansas City Chiefs still went out there and they won themselves another Super Bowl. So I want to tell you I'm excited about the Kansas City Chiefs adding Marquise Brown. But as an overall, it's just like, bro, show up. Be healthy. If you could be on the receiving end of 1,000 yards with Lamar Jackson throwing you the ball, can you do that at minimum with the Kansas City Chiefs? Seems like an ideal destination to play for a quarterback. He's just one of these wideouts that just doesn't cut it. Chris, you got any faith that this dude's going to show up to work every Sunday?
Has he proven that he's been able to do that?
No, I think we know the answer to that. It's no.
And that's my answer.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to rely on him. Like one of our callers said in the last break, he talked about the backup, a quarterback position for the Steelers. And I said, look, it's March. They don't have to just plug somebody in right now just in case Russell Wilson goes down. In case of Marquise Brown, just is always kind of nicked up. Coming off of a heel injury this past season. Year before that, first year in Arizona, we know Kyler Murray went down. He only had 700 yards and three touchdowns. But playing with the best quarterback of this current generation, there should be a little bit of a turnaround if he can go out there and stay healthy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to continue to keep rolling here on the show. And we have had a busy day where we've pretty much ran the gamut through everything going on in sports. You've heard about the conference championship games. We talked about Russell Wilson going to the Steelers. We went through some of the backup quarterbacks. I guess, yeah, they're running out of time. We just talked about the Minnesota Vikings. Their fan base has to eagerly anticipate, you know, grabbing a quarterback, a QB. Garoppolo to L.A. Will Levis, is it competition with Mason Rudolph? I think it's a little bit of a competition. And then we even talked about Cleveland adding a little bit of help in the coaching room with Mike Vrabel. And so on the other side of the break, because this is the third quarter of the show, we're about to enter into the fourth quarter. I want to talk a little baseball because the Dodgers have arrived in South Korea. I want to tell you more about Aaron Donald. The man is hanging it up. And where does he rank when you really take a look at some of the best defenders of all time? And I know everybody's getting crazy about March, and people are looking at March Madness, and Selection Sunday is upon us. Last night, we talked about the college football playoff. It's moving to 12 teams later on this year. And in 2 years, it's going to expand to even more teams. We know the reason. It's always about money. And we have some more details for that as well. If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get ready to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk more of Aaron Donald walking away from the game. We're going to talk about that playoff. We're going to get into the Dodgers and so much more. And in particular, yeah, it's the end of the show. I'm going to give you something that took place this day in sports history. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.